two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's November 30th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, clear skies, 30 degrees.
Crash-free and delay-free for the most part this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Priced out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis. On KSL News Radio.
Compared to last year, the number of people buying homes with cash is going up.
But that's not the only problem plaguing Utah homebuyers. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers begins our live team coverage, Priced Out Inflation.
Real estate experts say it's the high home prices, driven by almost a decade of underbuilding, that has us playing catch up. Still this year, 15% of homes are bought straight cash compared to 10% last year. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says everyone wants in on the housing market because of the high returns. And they say cash offers aren't just coming from institutional investors. It's also everyday people, those with extra cash, and people from other states.
Realtors say those trying to compete with cash offers don't need to stress too much. The percentage of those paying with straight cash is still relatively low.
The rising cost of food is being felt at the dinner table. The cost of groceries have jumped about 5% in the past year. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin continues our live team coverage, Priced Out Inflation.
Meat, chicken, dairy, eggs, sugar, and coffee are among the products that have seen especially large price gains in the past year. Shane Stewart, certified financial planner with DMBA, tells us if you're spending $100 on groceries, that will now cost you $105.
The things that we're spending our money on a regular basis, like groceries, like gas, and some travel, those are the areas that haven't gone up significantly for a long time. So as they do go up, we really notice that because it hits you where you live.
Stewart says you need to look at the increases in real dollars and figure out how that affects your budget. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
Not only is the lack of snow leaving ski resorts high and dry, it's also not helping with the air quality. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with the latest. Nick?
Amanda, we're seeing moderate air quality along I-15 through Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties right now. There are also some patches of orange quality air along Salt Lake County's west side that's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And then there's one neighborhood on the north side of Mount Olympus in the red category that's unhealthy for just about everyone. The lack of precipitation and warmer temperatures are likely to keep the poor air around this week. Might be worth working remotely if you can, driving less, taking the bus, something to help reducing the gunk in the air. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Scientists are working quickly to determine how dangerous Omicron might be as the new COVID variant spreads around the world.
According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, it'll take about 2 weeks to have definitive information on the new variant. President Biden says he does not expect new lockdowns.
If people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for the lockdown.
The CDC is urging all Americans 18 and older to get a booster shot, and Pfizer is expected to ask the FDA in the coming days to authorize its booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting from Washington.
New York's attorney general has released new evidence from the investigation that forced Governor Andrew Cuomo out of office.
The documents also reveal Cuomo's brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, offered to use his media sources to find out if more women were coming forward. In March, a top aide to then-Governor Cuomo texted Chris Cuomo, quote, "Rumor going around from Politico, 1 to 2 more people coming out tomorrow. Can you check your sources?" 4 minutes later, Cuomo responded, "On it." Chris Cuomo previously acknowledged it was a mistake to act as his brother's unofficial advisor. CNN Monday said the newly revealed documents, quote, "deserve a thorough review."
ABC's Monica Sarabdi reporting.
Witness testimony is underway in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. She is accused of recruiting and grooming underage girls for sex with the late Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Ariel Reshef reports.
Three alleged victims who were minors at the time are expected to testify against Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and longtime confidant, including Annie Farmer. Farmer, the only alleged minor victim in the case to publicly identify herself, adamant that Maxwell was complicit in Epstein's abuse.
It's just so clear how Maxwell was a really important part of the grooming process, and they worked together as a team.
The six-count federal indictment accusing Maxwell of recruiting and grooming underage girls for sex with a disgraced financier.
Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Epstein died by suicide in August 2019 while in jail awaiting trial for sex trafficking.
The speed on the largest road in and out of Eagle Mountain is being reduced after multiple crashes. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Amanda, one intersection at 6 Mile Cutoff Road and SR 73 is the biggest concern for residents. They say trying to turn onto the Quarry Ride Memorial Highway with drivers going 65 miles an hour is hazardous. There's not a traffic light at the intersection, and 6 Mile Cutoff is the only road out of that neighborhood. UDOT spokesman Jeff Dupay tells KSL TV he says the speed limit will be reduced to 55 miles per hour within the next few months, saying it's all due to the community reaching out to voice their concerns. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.